Well, newspapers were important almost from the beginning of planting the American colonies here in the 17th and 18th centuries. Newspapers, as we know them, really developed in the 18th centuries. They were enormously important in colonial American history for spreading news and information, and almost every colony had one in its capital city. Savannah certainly did, Charleston did. Williamsburg in Virginia, New York, Philadelphia, Boston, all of the big cities in colonial America had newspapers, and they printed ships that were coming and going. And of course, ships crossing the Atlantic carried news of events in Great Britain and in Europe and really around the world. People sat around and listened to articles read from the newspapers. The local colonial legislative assemblies were covered there, not precisely in the way we think of reporters covering news today. But dissemination of information were in those newspapers. As newspapers developed, as this country developed, as the United States declared its independence and then, of course, ratified its own constitution and began to spread westward, with the rise of political parties in the late 18th and early 19th century, and by that I mean 1790s, first decades of the 19th century, in the 1800s, newspapers were prolific. They exploded across the country and they were very partisan. Politically, there was a newspaper explicitly that supported, for instance, President Jefferson's Democratic Republicans, and there were newspapers that supported the Federalist positions of former presidents Washington and Adams and Alexander Hamilton, of course, who had been Secretary of Treasury. For most of the 19th century, newspapers were very partisan. They were very popular because they were the primary way in which Americans got their information about something that was happening outside of their own community. To know what was happening in Atlanta, for instance, in the 19th century, you would read an Atlanta newspaper, but that news would be spread far and wide in smaller newspapers across the communities. It's hard to overestimate how important newspapers were in the development of this country right through the 20th century. It was the internet, of course, that changed the nature of what newspapers did. A lot of people, particularly people that were my age, grew up with newspapers delivered to their home, either morning or afternoon, usually in the morning. And you would read the previous day's news that morning. So here today, it happens to be Wednesday. This morning, we'd have had our newspaper delivered and we would have read as much as we wanted to about what happened, not just in our communities, but in our state and around the world yesterday, on Tuesday. With the coming of the internet, of course, the internet can happen right in front of your eyes immediately. And so news gathering organizations like the Atlanta Journal-Constitution or the New York Times or the Washington Post really had to scramble to adjust the way they not only gathered the news, but then tried to impress upon their own employees, their reporters, that news was something that had to be updated throughout the day on an internet website. It wasn't enough anymore to simply print tomorrow morning what happened today. Readers wanted to know, for instance, what was happening in London right now, what was happening with the stock market, what was happening at that explosion at the oil refinery down the street. They want news and they want that information now. So newspapers, of all the things we've mentioned, had to work the hardest to keep up with changes in technology that really kind of overwhelmed them with the internet, and many of them couldn't do it. People stopped subscribing to paper newspapers, the second half of that word, being delivered to their house and simply subscribed to the electronic version online, and they would read about it on their phone or maybe on their iPad or their laptop. You can even have the news read to you now by your phone, and you can listen to it while you're riding the subway or perhaps driving to work. So newspapers have been hit the hardest by what we might think of as the information revolution of the internet and computers. Many of them have gone out of business. The ones that are still around work really hard to do the same thing newspapers have always done, which is not only inform you about what's happening in your community, but keep you in touch with the people that you elect in government, hold them accountable for what they do and what they don't do in the name of the people. And so their mission hasn't changed, but the way that they go about it has changed dramatically over the past 250 years. And there are far fewer newspapers printed in this country, in circulation in this country, being delivered in this country, and read in this country. And the ones that are read primarily are read electronically now.